This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Part 2 from Laylat al-Qadr. Okay, I want to start off by telling you something. If somebody came and told you, if you stay up for the couple coming nights, for maybe 10 nights or 5 nights, I'm going to be giving you $10 million, guaranteed 100%. Would you be up or no? Honestly, ask yourself. Yes, you definitely would be. Now, it's not a person who's telling you this. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you that Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, is better than 1,000 months. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Okay, if we were to divide 1,000 months by 12, okay, which is how many months there are in a year, it would come up to about how many years? 83 years. 83 years is about how long a person or a human being's life is, right? That's how long we could possibly, we could live a little bit more than that, a little bit less than that, but give or take, 83 is quite a full life, right? So staying up in these nights is better than your entire life, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what the hadith says, what man qama laylatul qadr imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddam min dhanbi. If you are up, right, out of faith and out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, what happens? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you. And we said again in the last time when we spoke, in my last video, it's not just about forgiving, but it's pardoning, af. And we said we have to keep repeating the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anna. Pardoning means what? Your page is what? Blank. There's nothing written there as if it never ever happened. No matter what I did, yes, no matter what you did, it doesn't matter what you did. As long as you're up, inshallah, during these 10 nights, trying to do whatever you can, it's better than what? 1,000 months, 83 years, your entire life. It's better than winning the lottery. It's better than anything you can possibly. It's better than those $10 million. It's better than your entire life. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's promising you this, right? Now, the Sahaba, when they were approaching the last 10 days, they said, "What kunna nu'id al-ashra wa akhir what?" Yani min ad-du'a, or you know, khassa, meaning what? Specific du'a. Okay, so you think to yourself, where do I want to be next year? What do I want to achieve? Now, personally, within the community, with my family, for the akhirah, think of du'a, specific du'as, whether they're 4 or 5 things that you want to really focus on, and write them down. Or even if you can't write, you don't want to write them down, keep them in your head, and these are the du'as you need to focus on. When you're making sujood, before you break your fast, during fajr or after fajr, every single possible time you have during these 10 days, you have to focus on these du'as that you're trying, inshallah, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Why? Because it's a night of acceptance. Laylatul Qadr is a night of acceptance of du'a, qubul al-du'a. So put your hands up and make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And have that ability to pardon others as well, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can pardon you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? On the day of judgment, two men or two people come, one of them oppressed the other, and the one that is oppressed tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Allah, like, you know, khud li mazlamati min akhi, take for me my right from my brother. He oppressed me in this dunya." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, "What? Give your brother from what you're basically, or give him back his rights." He said, "Ya Allah, I don't have any more good deeds to give him. You know, I don't have any more. Everybody took away my good deeds, right? I oppressed so many people." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him what? So the man tells him what? "Okay, fine, then take from my bad deeds and put it on him." And he said, "That's fair." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, "Can I tell you what's better than that?" He tells him, "What's, ya Allah?" So he tells him, "Look above you." And the man who's oppressed looks up and he sees a castle, a beautiful castle, something that you basically can never imagine, right? And he says, "Ya Allah, like, who is this for? Is it for one of the anbiya? Is it one of the messengers, one of the prophets, one of the shuhada, the sadaqeen? Who is this for? Something unbelievable." He said, "It's for the one who has the price for it, the one who owns the price for it." And he says, "Ya Allah, who owns the price for it?" He says, "You own the price for it." He said, "I do, ya Allah." He says, "How?" He says, "By you pardoning your brother, you get a castle in Jannah." Have afu towards each other and practice this pardoning towards each other during these days. Think of somebody that you're not in good terms with, somebody who's your least favorite, and pick up that phone and ask about them and pardon them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, pardons us, inshallah, on the day when we are going to be in the utmost need of His pardoning and forgiveness. And again, keep repeating, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anna, ya Allah. Focus on your du'as. keep focused, think of what it is, and remember, it's only a couple of nights, and then you can sleep, you can, you know, you can do whatever it is you need to do later, just stay up those 10 nights, pray, give charity. It's as if you've been doing charity. Imagine if you get Laylatul Qadr, you've been doing charity for 83 years, you've been praying for 83 years, you've been doing Qiyam for 83 years. It is so worth it, wallahi, believe me. And inshallah, ya Rabbi, we meet together on the Day of Judgment. Ya Rabbi in Jannah, ya Rabbi. And we can sit and talk about this. And you can say, you know what? Yes, it was worth it. Inshallah, ya Rabbi, may Allah accept from you your fast. And may we all, ya Rabbi, nudrik Laylatul Qadr. May we all experience it and live it and be up during that night. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you and facilitate for you that you're actually awake and worshipping Him during these very blessed hours and those very blessed nights, inshallah. And it doesn't matter what you did. Remember, it's the night of renewing your what, your faith and your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what you did. Brand new, fresh start. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.